And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
All right, here we are on a Monday morning, well into the holiday season, and I'll tell you what, this coming Saturday night, great show at the Lexington Village Theaters. Gary Hoey bringing his Ho Ho Hoey Christmas show to Lexington. He's on the line with us right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Arguably one of the best guitar players in the world, and a few years ago, you really sort of leaning into the Christmas music. How did this whole idea of putting out Christmas albums and doing Christmas shows get started with you?
Well, you know what's funny? It was actually my mom's idea. My mom's know best. My mom actually said one day, she said, Gary, you know, I love your guitar playing, and your last name is Hoey. She said, why don't you do an album called Ho, Ho, Hoey? And she wanted me to do kind of a, you know, Bing Crosby, you know,
sure.
She loved Elvis and all that stuff. But I said, Mom, I got to rock Christmas. I got to make it rock, you know, and I just sort of did these rock and roll versions without vocals, just guitar instrumental. And it just took off. You know, people really loved it. And a lot of friends like you, radio DJs, were using it in and out of commercials. And I'm like, man, this is cool. It was a happy accident is what I call it.
Absolutely. And you've been having a ball with this, haven't you?
Yes, we love playing the Christmas music. I mean, I grew up near Boston, so, you know, I know the cold like you guys do. And, you know, we hunkered down, listened to Christmas music, put a log on the fire. My mom was really big on it. And so I do love Christmas music, truly. And then it also, you know, we do a lot of charity events. And tonight, Saturday night at the Lexington Village Theater, we're going to be collecting some warm clothes for the veterans, which we did the other night in another show. So we've been helping the veterans. So if people want to bring down any socks, hats, or scarves, or things like that, or gently used coats, we can give them to the vets.
That's fantastic. Your story is one of the great success stories. You were a kid in Boston that just loved rock and roll, and you just kind of kept hanging around the scene and just making inroads. I mean, there is no, you know, school or apprenticeship or anything. It's just putting in the work and making the contacts. Boy, you did that, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks. You know what? I just stuck with it. I mean, I knew when I was a teenager that I wanted to be a musician. You know, I told my mom, and she said, you're not going to make any money. And so I went to a vocational trade school, actually, for a year. This is a true story. And I took, like, masonry, carpentry, auto mechanics. I took all these courses, and I said to my mom, I said, I don't think there's any of these things I could do, you know, 40 hours a week. I want to be a musician. So I was driven, and I went down to the Berklee College of Music, and didn't have the money to go there, and I ran into a graduate who was hanging out at the bookstore, and he gave me lessons at his house on Saturdays, so I kind of learned some music just through the back door of Berklee.
You have had a chance over your career to play with some of your heroes in rock and roll, too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, going back to 1993, my first single, my first breakthrough hit was a remake of Hocus Pocus by the band Focus. And in the middle of the song, I put a riff, Stranglehold by Ted Nugent. I just kind of did a little quote to it. And so Ted actually called me one day on the radio and said, you know, you did pretty good, boy. You got to come on tour with me. So Ted Nugent took me on tour. And then from there, I played with Satriani. I played with Jeff Beck, who was one of my heroes. So I've been very blessed, man. I've played with some, you know, all the guys I grew up loving.
Last few years, you've started adding vocals, too. Turns out Gary Hoey can sing, too.
Well, I do sing. You know, I started out singing in top 40 bands, you know, like everybody. So I did sing, you know, a lot when I was, you know, a teenager into my early 20s. And then when I had a hit with an instrumental, I kind of stopped singing for a long time. So I've been getting back on it and doing more of a blues rock thing lately, which feels good for the vocals, you know. So I have been singing some of the show. So Saturday night, we'll mix it up with some, you know, Christmas music, a little bit of blues. And then we'll come out after the show. We always come out and hang out with people and, you know, take selfies and sign stuff, whatever they want to do.
It's a great place for that. You're going to have a ball on Saturday night. What is your favorite Christmas song, Gary?
My favorite Christmas songs to play at the show, for some reason, I really love playing The First Noel because it always reminds me of when I was a kid and I wanted that, you know, that Stingray bike or that, you know, that Tonka truck, whatever it was. It reminds me of that. And I also love playing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, because it just rocks.
Absolutely. Fun stuff. Can't wait to see you on Saturday, Gary. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul, and happy holidays to everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you too. Take care. Bye-bye.